Next item on the agenda is discussion pertaining to black sea bass. Mr. O'Reilly.
Good afternoon, everyone, again.
And sir.
This is our own special Groundhog Day, because if you see what's before you, we had this last month, the exact same thing. Well, what's happened is staff had asked for an April public hearing on this issue, and the commission approved an April public hearing. The problem is events at the ASMFC have precluded us from going forward with the public hearing today. We need to ask for a May public hearing. Those events are an appeal that has been filed, and it's in your evaluation, appeal that has been filed from the states New York through Massachusetts. They didn't much care for the decision by the ASMFC, which allotted the southern, quote-unquote, states from Delaware down to North Carolina, the ability to liberalize their measures in 2018. And the main thing about that was when it was passed by the ASMFC, Delaware to North Carolina all of a sudden found for the first time in 6 years that they would have a continuous season from May 15th through the end of December. Prior to that, each year, there was a halt right around September 21st, and then closure, and then the fishing picked up again October 22nd. So one dilemma with all this is not only Virginia, but all the other states in the southern group have promoted to their fishing community, we're going to have a straight season from May 15th to December 31st. Now New York to Massachusetts is appealing this to something called the ISFMP Policy Board. That will be heard next Thursday. Pending that outcome, if the Policy Board approves the appeal, it goes before the Management Board that handles black sea bass. Don't know what to expect. I'm hoping that there's some compromises afoot right now before we get to that situation. It boils down to something you'll hear a little bit about later on with other species, such as summer flounder, that the Mid-Atlantic Council and the ASMFC are looking for different types of allocation systems. And what they're doing is they're looking at trawl data to look at the biomass by area. And when they did that and looked at the northern states, the biomass of black sea bass, there's no doubt, is larger there than in the southern area. We have about a little over an 8%, looking at an 8% of the total to have our fishery, because we really don't have much, and it's usually mostly all in federal waters as the other states. So by consequence, the appeal is based on two factors. One, New Jersey did not finalize their November to December landings at the time of the last meeting, and they lowered that landing amount through a statistical approach by about 650,000 pounds. The northern states are protesting that. At the other time, there's also an indication that the plan was not equitable and fair because it did not weigh each area, the northern and southern area, equal for the type of impacts it would accrue. In the northern area, there's a 12% decrease. In the southern area, there's an increase of 5 or 6% max. So rather than tell you that this happens all the time, there was another issue in the paper that they got outvoted, 6-4. Well, I can tell you about that. We got outvoted many times on striped bass issues by the northern group, to the point where a year and a half ago the ASMFC wouldn't let the Bay States and their friends even go out to public with a 10% liberalization proposal. So that's nothing new. Again, I think the best thing for Virginia is that cooler heads will prevail. They'll find a way not to impact the north by 12% and not to take away the southern ability to have a few more fish. The reason this is important is the 2011 year class was a big year class of black sea bass, and the northern states fished on that very heavily, to the point where by now the 2011 year class has diminished greatly. Some of the landings went up unbelievably during that period compared to prior to 2011. In the southern area, we are expecting the next good year class, not as big as the 2011 year class, but the next good one is 2015. That will afford the southern states a little more opportunity, and next month I can show you the landings prior to 2011, and you'll see that the southern states have been very small in terms of their portion of the total amount of black sea bass. This is something we all have to get used to with the ASMFC because the fish are moving, maybe not as much as some would believe, but there is movement of fish. Climate change is being studied very heavily by NOAA. There have been several documents which predict the fate of our resources and the southern and also the northern area, what happens there with changes in temperature. Temperature is the main driver right now. And black sea bass is one that, yes, there's more up in the northern area. Summer flounder is another species that's showing that. So as we go through time a little bit, you'll hear more of these allocation fights and more dedication of the haves on what they want compared to the have-nots who wish they could have more. So
that's nothing new.
Yes.
Any questions for Rob?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Dr. Neal?
So I got two, I guess.
Right.
We've our season. The season's scheduled May 15th. Yep. So our next meeting is not till after that. So the season opens as is. I mean, we can go out and start fishing on May 15th.
Yes. The way that works, it's for federal waters, and the feds don't change a season until they have to. It rolls right over. So last year it was May 15th. It's still May 15th. That's why we're in good shape timing-wise to have this May hearing. What could be the bad shape is if we have to change, which I hope we will,
in midstream,
to a continuous fishery. I hope that still stands.
You have to fall to deal with that.
That's correct.
Right, the other question is, we had a February season.
Yes.
And we were supposed to have to pay that back.
Yeah.
So what's happening with that?
We have an estimate that we stayed very close to what was apportioned for Virginia. 5,000 pounds. It was actually 5,496 pounds was the amount. We're very close to that. What happens to that is initially the what's called GARFO, Greater Atlantic Regional Fishery Office, in the Northeast, they said they will take in the information and in 2019 let us know what we have to do. On the other hand, prior to this appeal, the southern states had enough to cover our February fishery, and we would not have to worry about anything for 2019. So there's a lot of stake for Virginia because we were the only state who had any harvest. North Carolina did not have any harvest whatsoever. So.
Further questions? Okay. Matters before the commission pertaining to the public hearing.
Move to approve a May public hearing.
Motion made by Dr. Neal. Is there a second to the motion? Second by Ms. Everett. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other matters to come before the commission? Because my agenda is empty. Being none, meeting adjourned.
Wow.